going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About what every June 17th has been since I can remember, it's going to be hot and it's going to be humid. There's going to be chance for showers if you get caught under one. It could be heavy. It could cause street flooding, so be aware of that. And it's going to be that way through October unless there's tropical weather, which we don't want either. Don't forget, we got LSU pregame coming up at 9:30 here this morning as they continue the game that was suspended last night against UCLA. They are leading. Tim, tell me, Amir, what's the score? 5-3, they're leading. So top of the fourth inning, and I chose to go to bed rather than waiting to see if they continued the game, and I made the right choice. David Schultz joins us now, a professor of political science at Hamline University, our friend. We're going to talk about the Minnesota shootings, and he knows the people that were shot. How you doing, David?
I'm doing really well. I hope you are today, too.
I am. Tell me about your relationship with the people that were shot.
Okay, so Melissa Horkman is the one who died. I've known her for about 10, 15 years. First time I met her was through one of my former students. It was some kind of charity event or something like that, and we sat at the same table. And she's a decent person. Talked to her a few times, but let's say I knew her both through charity, you know, volunteering kind of stuff, and of course at the state legislature. I knew her there. And then John Hoffman, really decent guy also. I do probably maybe a couple dozen talks a year in the Twin Cities. And John works at his own business not far from where I teach. And he always shows up to my talks. You know, we've had coffee a few times. Again, just really decent guy. I was going to say, I describe the Twin Cities as, big city, small town. If you kind of know what I mean, everybody knows each other after a while.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess... The reason I wanted to ask you about that is so many times, for us, we hear these stories and it's just, okay, somebody gets shot, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But there are people behind every story, and I just want to know a little bit about the people since you knew them.
Yeah. If I could do one quick story here. I don't think it's a bad story to tell about Melissa Horkman. I know when I was at her table, for a charity event, I'll just simply say anybody out there would be proud to know she could hold her liquor well. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad sense, but she was the kind of person that you could have a couple of drinks with and had just really nice conversation. Again, John, there's a coffee shop near where I teach. We'd get together and, talk about, who knows, whatever. Could have been politics, could have been about how lousy our sports teams are, whatever it may be or something like that. So these are real people, real faces, that, again, we see in the news and it's like, okay, another victim, but it's important to understand, real people with children, family who were lost. I mean, John Hoffman, the story is amazing now that, especially his wife, they have an adult daughter, with spina bifida, which is a pretty serious, back problem like that. And when the shooter came in, she threw her body on her daughter to protect her. I mean, I think that's something like probably any parent would do. And so, you know, so for those people listening out there, again, these are real people, real emotions, you know, get up in the morning, go to work kind of people.
So when you first heard of this, I just want to go into your brain here because you knew the people involved and you are in Minnesota. What did your brain go to? Because I found out about it after it happened, and my introduction was from a friend of mine that was saying that, of all things, the governor had blood on his hands, Tim Walz, because he appointed this guy, the shooter, to some obscure housing board, as I understand it. And I never did quite get the connection there, especially since Tim Walz is as liberal as you can get, and these legislators were liberal, so I didn't quite understand the connection there. Tell me what your thoughts were when you first heard about this, and then subsequently as you saw how, I guess, social media and other people began to respond to this, how that matched up or didn't match up.
Well, first off, you know, your first thought is it can't happen here. I mean, this is the first situation in the entire history of Minnesota that we've had political assassination, and that's what we have to call it here, because the shooter was politically motivated, targeted Democrats and people who were pro-choice, supporting reproductive rights. And you know, when I first heard it, I was just thinking that, God, you know, these are people that I know, that I talk with, you know. And I will tell you, the state was just stunned, and for the roughly 36 to 48 hours waiting to catch this guy, the state was just antsy. I mean, you have basically a killer on the loose. He apparently had a huge list of names of people he wanted to target, and one of the stories that came out last night is that he actually went to two other state legislators' houses first, didn't find them home or not available, and went elsewhere. So you're kind of thinking, wow, I mean, this is bizarre. I mean, really, really a bizarre story in terms of, you know, how it unfolded. Now, in terms of his relationship to Walz, almost none. Okay, so what happens is that there's all these advisory boards in the state of Minnesota, advisory boards ranging from I don't know, for people with disabilities to et cetera, and one of these is a workforce advisory board. And every month, as required by state law, the Secretary of State advertises and says, here's a whole bunch of openings in all these different advisory boards. Any Minnesotan is invited to apply for it. People apply for it. And if I were to say the governor, and we had a tradition going back to our Republican governors, et cetera, that these advisory boards, it's whoever applies to it, so long as, you know, as long as they know, at least at the time, they're not crazy people or something, generally get appointed to them. And so the governor's role, if I can kind of call it, is kind of a perfunctory or formal, you know, that someone applies, Secretary of State says this person is qualified, but like that, governor appoints. And so workforce advisory was advising, it's the panel he was on, was advising government agencies on how to improve workforce training, you know, get people, you know, help people get jobs, et cetera, et cetera. He doesn't preside over any of those committees. And so I don't want to say this, is that the governor's connection with him is a signature at best. If you know what I'm getting at here, in terms
that's what I didn't understand, David, from the beginning. Yeah. Is, you know, I try to look at, okay, well, if you're going to say this one's on this side or that one's on that side, but it would seem as though you can't tie Tim Walz to this and then have this a political assassination where he killed liberal people, because that seems to me not, the argument collapses on itself.
Yeah, yeah. And I was also going to say is that we've got a pretty good tradition in this state. Again, I mean, even former Republican Governor Tim Pawlenty mentioned this the other day, I think in some interview, and said, a lot of our commissions also have requirements to appoint people of different political parties. Like they'll say X number of Democrats, X number of Republicans, X number of independents. And so in many cases, governors is required, you know, by law to say, all right, if you identify as a Republican, you know, you go and, you know, you get to qualify for this slot, et cetera, et cetera. That's why I call it kind of, you know, perfunctory or rote or formal, because, I mean, if you think about it, how much time do you think the governor really spends in the course of a day thinking about who's going to be on these advisory panels? I mean,
well, and somebody texted in, we got to take a break here, David, but somebody texted in, so you're saying we appoint people and don't even know who they are or their qualifications? Absolutely. It happens every day. If you think President Trump is closely involved with every person that's appointed to every board. It goes through a filtering process and gatekeepers. It gets to him, it gets to him, it gets to him, and then finally gets to the president. They say, here's your three best choices, and he picks one. So, yeah, there are people constantly appointed in government every day to positions, and the people that are appointing them or signing off on it, they don't really know who they are. They trust on the people. They trust the people beneath them. But even with that being said, what strikes me about this is that, again, with every shooting, political, whatever, you can make whatever case you want depending on what your frame of reference is. You could say, why'd this guy have a gun? If you're against guns, you could say, you can make it about political rhetoric if you want. You could make it about ideology if you want. It all depends where you're coming from, when in fact this guy's a nut job that killed some innocent people. 6:22, more we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 6:27 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend David Schultz, a professor of political science at Hamline University. He knows personally the victims of the shooter over the weekend. And David, it seems like whenever something like this happens, you can go to whatever frame of reference you want and build your case from there, whether it's political rhetoric, whether it's mental health, whether it's guns, whether it's personal info available on the internet.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to this case, I guess, in Minnesota or the nation, what are you seeing? Who's winning this part of it in terms of their personal viewpoint and their argument about what this is indicative of?
Boy, I think it's a draw at this point, because if we know something about the shooter, I mean, he targeted all Democrats. He targeted people who had voted in favor of abortion rights. Among the other people listed in terms of possible victims on his manifesto were doctors who perform abortions, and his friends say he supported Donald Trump in the election. So if you want to go in one direction and say, well, the facts appear to be saying he's coming from the right, I'm seeing people like Mike Lee, I think it was the Utah senator, who seems to be sort of pushing conspiracy on the other level. Regardless of whatever, regardless of whatever Donald Trump or anybody say here, people are responsible for their own actions. I mean, I taught criminal justice for many years. At the end of the day, we're supposed to be responsible for our own actions. Here's a guy who made choices. He made choices to go out there to buy guns. He made a choice to try to dress as a police officer, doctor up his car, et cetera, et cetera. I want to argue and say it has almost nothing to do with politics. It's about the fact that what? Somebody broke the law, killed two people, attempted to kill two others, stalked people. Why can't we just call it as that? I mean, that should be what the case is about. And it should be everybody across the country, again, who should be saying at this point, people who murder people should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law and held responsible for their actions.
And look, I'm a gun guy, but there's a time where this would have been viewed as, why did this guy have a gun? And that's not in the conversation anymore.
It is not in this conversation, but it raises interesting questions, because here's a person who was involved in security services, who was able to masquerade as a police officer. And maybe we should be asking, some questions about guns, but we should also be asking questions about how easy is it to be able to, to masquerade as others and do the kind of things he did. Now, I want to do at least one other shout out here, which is a good one, is that when the first shootings happened over at Hoffman's house, there was a police officer there who had an intuition and said, you know, Melissa Horton, the former speaker, doesn't live far from here. Maybe we need to go over there and check or something like that. Now, unfortunately, not able to save her and her husband. But I don't know about you. That's good policing. That's somebody who it's great policing. And I got to give credit to that guy for doing the best he could.
Thank you, David. Appreciate your time. 6:30. We'll come back and talk to Pat Connick about a bill he's passed about grooming. Pedophiles grooming kids right now. Time for WWL First News. 6:44, 16 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Pat Connick, state senator, who got a bill to criminalize grooming through the legislative session. And with Pat, this is personal. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Hey, Tommy, doing great.
Tell me about the bill and about your story, if you will, and what led to all of this.
Child sexual abuse is a terrible crime that affects a victim, you know, for a lifetime. It never goes away, and we needed something. We need to do whatever it took to try to stop it. And the Senate Bill 58 was passed this year to do something about that problem. So, and it's basically we made a crime of grooming. We put in a statute involving indecent behavior with a juvenile. You know, it's a step in the right direction to protect the children.
Your son-in-law was involved with this, right?
Yeah, my son-in-law was a victim. He is a victim. And it's, and my daughter deals, with it. It doesn't go away. It's a tough, tough issue, but I got to give him credit for stepping up. And he's a hero in my book for stepping up and telling his story. And because of that, it got to my attention, got to my daughter's attention, and we went to Baton Rouge and got this bill passed. And I want to thank the district attorneys and my brother's office in Jefferson Parish. There's a DA, President Christine Russell from LaFouche Parish, Zach Daniels, all these guys with the DA's offices around the state worked together very hard to draft this legislation that criminalizes grooming. So it's a good thing for Louisiana. We're one of 13 states that have this bill now. This law now. So,
yeah, I want to ask a little bit more of the details of it, Pat, because it says here that your son-in-law and his wife couldn't believe that the authorities essentially had to wait until molestation occurred before they intervened. Talk about what your bill changes, please, about what the law changes.
All right, here's the difficulty was, how do you charge someone with a crime when they have not actually physically harmed the child? So the language that we came up with is that grooming, I'm going to read it from the law, shall mean the pursuit of an intimate relationship with a child under the age of 17 by means of seduction, emotional manipulation, threats, promises, coercion, isolation, extortion, with the specific intent to commit a sex offense as defined against the minor. And that was not in the law, so you had these individuals texting young children about, a sexual nature, and you couldn't charge them with that. Now you can, and you can prevent the harm from occurring further if they are on that road to try to, groom the child into sexual behavior with them. So we have that law in Louisiana now, which is a good thing.
Somebody texted it in, and this is what I'm having a hard time with. So as it stands now, or as it stood before your law passed, somebody could have, sent sexually explicit messages to a child I hate to say flirted, but attempted to groom them, and it was not illegal?
Correct. And if you read the article by Ramon Vargas with the Guardian, and I think I sent it to you. I don't know if you can post that on your site, but, this is the quote from my son-in-law. They could not believe that authorities essentially had to wait until molestation occurred before they intervened. If a grooming law had been in place, Watney, who was the priest at the time, may have been prosecuted for inappropriate text detected in 2020, he would have been punished then and stopped. But that law was not they couldn't charge him because we didn't have the law. Now they can charge him if that occurs and get him off the streets.
Do you think this 2025 and you just passed this law, and apparently it was necessary. Do you think that the church, Catholic Church here, its diocese, however you want to look at it, is getting a handle on this or not, Pat? I know you have firsthand experience with your son-in-law and this Pat Watney, however you say his name, New Orleans area priest, tried to get out on parole, said he promised the archbishop that he wouldn't do it again. Your son-in-law said, no, don't let him out, and his parole was denied. Do you know where the church stood on this guy wanting to get out or not, or did the archdiocese get involved in this?
I think nobody wants this guy to get out except him and a few of his friends, you know. But, you know, I'm a strong Catholic faith. I have two uncles that were priests. I grew up Catholic, and I'm proud of that, and I'm remain Catholic. I will not let the sick individuals who use the Catholic Church to pray in children to cause me to lose my faith. I just want to say that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the church, this is just a message to everyone out there, the church, everybody, that this is unacceptable with the new technology that's out there with texting and all this other stuff. This law is developed to this point that's going to protect our children.
And I guess, you and I look at it a little bit differently, I guess, but I understand it was some sick individuals that hijacked the church. There is a problem, just to be fair, with the way the individuals that perhaps were not sick handled it with the hierarchy of the church. That's what I have a problem with, and I don't want to engage in that argument at all. But let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the chances of a special session happening and some of the other stuff that happened during the legislative session. Pat Connick's our guest. Senator Pat Connick passed an anti-grooming bill. Thank goodness for that. And I guess, Pat, part of it now is the education of letting kids know that if something happens, you need to come forward?
How do you answer that? I think the part now is to let the enforcement, the police officers and those who arrest these guys know that this law is out there. They can be used against them to, get them off the street.
Mm-hmm. So they don't do it in the first place. And then after that, I guess you would think there'd be some kind of education to say if anybody approaches you this way, you need to turn them in.
That's why we're on the radio. If any parents, see something like this happening to their children, call the police, and they'll be arrested, whoever's doing it, doing this type of activity. So,
gotcha. And that's another concern, too, about the parents being involved.
The parents need to be involved. Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you. All right, Pat, hang on. We'll pick it up when we come back. 652, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:57 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by our friend Senator Pat Connick about his bill that makes grooming illegal. It goes into effect August 1st, Pat, is that it?
It's already at the signature of the governor, so it's done.
Okay, so it is in, it takes effect immediately?
Yes, I think it's law now.
Okay, this all started with a text from your daughter?
Yeah, my son-in-law was groomed by a priest in the 1990s, and he held this, what happened to him, inside for years. And then when it all came out, we found out that, grooming wasn't a crime. My daughter sent me a text right before the session that day, can we make grooming a crime in Louisiana? And so within 2 days after I got that text from my daughter, I filed a bill. So I'm going to do whatever it takes to protect my son-in-law, my daughter, and my grandchildren, and your grandchildren. So that's what brought it all about. So I got to give, praise to my daughter and her husband about bringing this issue to light. And because of that, we made a good change. And Raymond Vargas with The Guardian did a great story on it. It tells the whole picture.
Real quick, before we let you go, Governor's talking about maybe a special session. I'm going to talk to a guy from a pharmacist, a majority of drugs, about pharmacy benefit managers. Any thoughts on that, Pat? What's going to happen?
I don't think a special session is needed. We're going to address this issue. Those pharmacy benefit managers are making billions of dollars. They're not passing on the savings to us, the consumer. They're squeezing out these independent pharmacies, the mom-and-pop shops. You got the CVS's and the Walgreens making, all the money. This is really something that we take it serious up in Baton Rouge, but we need to get the data before we act. And I think that was the message from the Senate to the governor. Said, give us the information. Let us get the information, and let's make decisions based on you know, facts instead of just, you know, somebody saying something.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to talk LSU baseball when we return on WWL.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.